Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in our psalm for the day, we find a picture of David's relationship with God. Or at least, when I hear David's words about God's omniscience, I can't help but imagine a scene between a parent and a child, a scene of frustration and fear, and yet a scene of awe-inspiring comfort and trust in God, our all-knowing and all-loving parent. In the scene of this psalm, I see a child and a parent. So to start with, imagine the child. This would have to be a child who is old enough to get into a troublesome and dangerous situation, but young enough not to understand all the consequences and ramifications of that situation. Maybe this child is someone you know, or maybe this is one of your own children, or maybe it is yourself. Also imagine the parent. A father or mother who is loving and wise, who is willing to give their child the freedom to succeed by giving them protection in failure. This could be your own father or mother, or it could be some parents you have always looked up to. Regardless, the scene starts out the same. The child yells out in frustration at their parent. "You know everything. I can't sit down, I can't get up without you knowing it. It's like you know what I'm thinking before I think it. You search out what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go. You seem to already have experience in everything I want to do. You seem to know what I'm going to say even before I'm going to say it. You shut me in, and even if I wanted to, you keep me from escaping. All of this is just too much for me. I can't be like you." After this outburst, the child storms away. In patience and wisdom, the parent decides to give them time to cool off. They simply take note which direction the child is heading. However, it appears the child is heading out the front door and across the street, not wanting to upset them further, but also wanting to not let them get hurt, the parent decides to follow at a distance. The parent keeps pace where the child doesn't notice them. They shadow them because in their love for the child, they know even in the child's anger, they still need the protection and wisdom of their parents. The parent doesn't think this out of arrogance, but instead out of a simple, loving knowledge of what their child is and isn't capable of. The child heads up one hill and down the next, lost in their own world and unaware that the parent is still there with them. However, as the child turns west to cross the street again, the parent notices that their child, fuming in anger, isn't paying attention to traffic. They start to cross the street as cars come zooming to meet them. And yet the parent, out of the child's trailing shadow, quickly grabs onto their hand. They guide them and protect them from harm. The parent's right hand holds on to them in love and support. Then, as the realization of how much danger they were almost in dawns on the child, the parent's loving hands are able to guide them home. That's the scene that David paints for me. A scene of comparison that faintly mirrors a parent and child with God and man. a scene of frustration and fear, and yet a scene of awe-inspiring comfort and trust in God, our all-knowing and all-loving parent. In a small way, our gospel reading also paints a scene of awe-inspiring comfort and trust in Jesus as God. In the scene of our gospel reading, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What a simple demonstration of Jesus' omniscient, all-knowing knowledge and Nathanael's belief and trust in the Son of God, the King of Israel. You know, if Nathanael wanted to be a little more thorough, he could have just as easily quoted David's words from our psalm today. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." In our gospel reading, Nathanael puts his faith and trust in Jesus as true man because Jesus, as true God, uses his omniscient knowledge to show love to Nathanael. That's the scene our gospel reading paints, a scene of anxious anticipation and yet a scene of awe-inspiring comfort and trust in Jesus, our all-knowing and all-loving parent. The scene between the parent and the child and the scene of Jesus and Nathanael both focus on how God's all-knowing and all-loving knowledge brings comfort and faith. However, we, as God's children, are often more likely to be the child running away from God than we are to be Nathanael putting our faith and trust in God at the simplest of divine demonstrations. We lack the fear and awe of God. Instead of turning to God and trusting in Him, we run from God, thinking that we can go through life without His help. The irony of this is that even as we run from God, God is still there. Even as you fear God's knowledge at your sins, God is still holding your hand. Even as you get frustrated at God's presence, His presence remains and provides comfort. The irony is illustrated in how David's psalm comes across as a psalm of frustration and fear at God's knowledge, while at the same time, David's psalm comes across as a psalm of thankfulness and praise at God's omniscient knowledge, and that it is so intimately familiar with you, the individual, with you, the person. God searches you out and knows you personally. He protects and encircles you. You can't attain to the knowledge of God and are simply driven to be dependent on Him, dependent on His right hand to come down and grasp onto your hand and guide you. Jesus came to earth to be that hand. He comes as both true God and true man. He takes you by the hand in His word and sacraments. And He says to you, "Fear not. I've got this. I know how you think and how you act. I have saved you from yourself. Jesus is our God. Jesus paints a scene of awe-inspiring comfort and trust in God, our all-knowing and all-loving parent. After looking at the scene in the psalm and after looking at the scene in our gospel reading, God's word strikes us with awe. Through his all-powerful knowledge and presence, we are left with no room for vanity or pride. Instead, God takes us by the hand and guides us. He guides us like a parent guiding a young child. We trust and love him, and our fear is in his absence. But at the same time, as his words leave us nothing to ourselves, we also find that his words says that he knows us perfectly and is always with us. There is no reason to fear, because his hand shall guide you, and his right hand shall hold on to you. Therefore, with David, we can say to God, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.